Okay, we began a study last week, a series entitled Growing Up. Growing Up. How many here today are glad that they are no longer 2 years old? How many are glad? You know, a two-year-old is concerned about three people, right? Me, myself, and I. A two-year-old is the center of its own world, right? But we are now grown-ups. How many are glad that they have grown up into adulthood? I am. You understand the world a little bit better, and you're able to develop relationships. And maybe many of you here today have those best friends, right? A best friend. And how did you develop that relationship? You developed that relationship over time by, you know, talking with the person and communicating with them and growing into adulthood. And, you know, it's time for us to grow up in God. From spiritual infancy into spiritual adulthood. And you know, too many people remain spiritual infants, never being able to give out beyond themselves. And they're always taken, taken, taken. But God wants us to get to the point where we are giving out beyond ourselves into others' lives that are less fortunate than us. That's spiritual maturity. We need to grow in our relationship with God, with Jesus Christ. And last week we talked about one of the practices for us to grow spiritually. What is one of the ways that we can grow spiritually in our walk with God? What's that?
Read the Word and pray.
He says, read the Word and pray. That's good. It's getting into the B-I-B-L-E. And I've heard it put this way. The B-I-B-L-E can stand for basic instructions before leaving earth. You know, think of the Bible this way. Think of the Bible as the autobiography of God. I'm just recapping last week's message. You know, if you want to get to know a famous minister, a politician, a business owner, a corporate executive just a little bit better, what could you do? You could read their autobiography. It gives you a closer look into their life, their career, their ministry, their job. It gives you just a sharper edge on that person. And you know what? This book right here is the autobiography of God. It tells you about God. It gives you that closer look into God and who God is. You know, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, in Matthew 12, the mouth speaks. The words that a person speaks reveals their heart.
Amen.
This right here, the Bible, this is what?
The Word.
This Bible is the words of God. It reveals what? It reveals the heart of God to us. And so when you get into the Word, and when you get into the Bible, you study it, you meditate upon it, you chew upon it, you get to understand the nature of God. You realize that God is a God of love. 1 John 4:16. And that He loved us so very much that He gave us His only begotten Son 2,000 years ago so that we would not have to die in hell, so that we could go to heaven one day. And when we realize how much God loved us and loves us, we're like, God, how can I love You back? God, I want to surrender my life to Your will. But one of the first ways to realize and recognize and understand the nature of God is by getting into the Word of God, reading it, not twice a year. Not twice a month. Not twice a week. We need to be in the Bible every single day consistently. On a daily basis. You may not have much time in the morning to read the Word of God, but even if you have 5 or 10 minutes, read 2 or 3 scriptures and think about what you read. And getting into the Word of God, reading it and meditating on the Bible shows us the heart of God. You see, when you get into this Word, you find out that God is a forgiving God. You find out that God is a patient God. You find out that He's a gracious and merciful God. You find out that He is a comforting God, that He is a God of joy, that He is a God of peace. And He wants us, His children, to forgive, to walk in joy, to walk in peace, to walk in grace, to walk in mercy. Because we're to be imitators of God, according to Ephesians 5, verse 1. Well, today we're going to talk about another practice to help us grow spiritually in our walk with God. And it's called this. It's called Unclog Those Ears. Hearing God's voice clearly. Hearing the voice of God clearly. Now, a couple of weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, July 1st, I brought my niece and my nephew and a friend to a water park at 21st and Yale. And we're having a great time, and at the end of the night, around 9:45, I was in the wave pool with them. How many have ever been there to Big Splash? All right, so I was in the wave pool, and the end of the night, I was playing with my nephew, and I went underwater, and this right ear filled up completely, and it went deaf. I was like, oh my goodness, what in the world is going on? My ear is deaf, and I'm over here bobbing my head back and forth, looking real silly, you know, in front of everybody, trying to get this water out, and it's just stuck in there. The girl that was with me was like, Jonathan, you look so silly. Stop bobbing your head back and forth. You look foolish, you know? And she said, just give it an hour or two. It'll drain out. She said, sleep on your right ear tonight, and the water will come out. So I said, all right. So I went home that night, and hoping that the water would drain out. So the next morning comes around, the water is still trapped in my ear. So I couldn't hear clearly. So my friend here, Brett, gave me some swim ear solution. It's a little rubbing alcohol that you put in your ear that evaporates the water. So I dropped it in there 2 or 3 times that day. Still, the water felt like it was trapped in there. And so, you know, the week went on. July 4th weekend, I went to Arlington, Texas. We went to Six Flags into a Texas Rangers game. And I had a good time, but I could have had a better time if my ears were opened up, if I could hear clearly. Because when you have water in your ears, it's like you're off balance. One ear hears clearly, and the other is clogged. You can't really hear. So another week went by last week, and I was like, man, what in the world is this? It can't be water anymore. So through a series of events, doing a little bit of study on the internet, I found out that I had wax in my ears, clogging my ears. And so went to a doctor on Saturday, and they put these drops in my ears, and they did like an ear irrigation. They kind of sprayed hydrogen peroxide and water in there, try to clean my ears out, break up that wax. And they did a pretty good job. They got most, I think, of the wax out of there. And last night I went to another doctor yesterday evening, and he looked in there and he said, Jonathan, you're okay. He said, you just got a couple of pieces of wax in your ear. And right now I'm feeling really good. My hearing is really clear. And it feels good to hear clearly, right, with these physical ears that God has given us. Would you agree? I say that to say this, that God wants us to hear His voice clearly. God is wanting you and me to hear His voice clearly and unhindered. You know, the wax of life sometimes tries to clog our spiritual ears from clearly hearing the voice of Almighty God. Now, let me ask you this. How do you build a relationship with another human being, with a friend? How do you build a relationship? You spend time with them. Anybody else? How do you build a relationship with another human person? What's that? Okay, that's it. You communicate with them. I mean, you know, if you've got a friend that you have, you communicate with this person. You may have an issue in life. You may have a concern, a worry, and so you talk to this friend, and if this person cares for you, they communicate back to you. They grieve with you. They laugh with you, and it's through a process of verbal communication that you build that relationship, right? Well, guess what? God wants to be your best friend. He wants you to talk to Him like you talk to your best friend. What issue is it that you have in life? What concern? What challenge? What's worrying you in your life? Bring it before God. Talk to God about it. God is omniscient. He knows everything. He could see your life from the beginning to the very end. He wants to tell you what to do with your life. He wants to advise you. You might be wondering today, God, who do I marry? What educational path do I take? What church do I go to? What ministry do I get involved with? What career do you want me in, God? What city or state do I move to, God? Just pray. Just talk to God like you would talk to another human being. And God wants to speak to you. But sometimes the wax of life tries to clog our spiritual ears so that we cannot hear the voice of God clearly. Just like my ears were clogged with wax, my right ear was clogged with wax over the last week and a half, sometimes life tries to clog our spiritual ears from hearing the voice of God clearly. What do I mean by the wax of life? Anybody have any ideas? Okay. Things, all right, all right. You know, part of the wax of life is the media. The newspapers, the magazines screaming into our ears, telling us what to do, trying to convince us, persuade us to go this way or that way. The wax of life could include family and friends. Maybe a mother, a father, an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent, where you feel that God is telling you to do one thing, and this loved one is telling you, no, I think you should do this thing. Go this way. This is the way you should go. This is the thing you should do. This is the job you should take, this person says. That's the wax of life, trying to clog your spiritual ears from hearing God clearly. The wax of life, what else does it include? It could include worry, concern, anxiety, fear. You know, faith pleases God, right? Fear is the opposite of faith. So if you're trying to listen to hear God clearly and you're worrying, you can't hear Him clearly. Sometimes bitterness and unforgiveness could be considered the wax of life, where you have a question for God about something in your life, but you're bitter against somebody or something, you're unforgiving. And if you're bitter and unforgiving, you cannot hear the voice of God as clearly, friends. So my word of encouragement to you today is this, is to get the wax of life out of your spiritual ear so that you can hear the voice of God clearly for your life. Get into your spiritual closet, your prayer closet, you know, a prayer room, somewhere where it's only you and God. And you say, God, this is what it is in my life. This is my concern. This is my question. With no media there, with no family or friends, okay? Worry and bitterness out of your life. And God will speak to you and you will hear His voice clearly. How many here want to hear the voice of God clearly for their lives? How does God communicate to us and how can we hear Him clearly? Most times, God will speak to us through what? We talked about this last week. Spirit. Most times, God will speak to us how?
Spirit.
All right. Anybody else? Okay. Remember this. The newspapers, the magazines, those words will try to speak into your life. I would call that the wax of life. You can either have that wax in your spiritual ears, the newspapers, the magazines, the bad reports, or you can clear that wax out and you can listen to what? The one clear way that God wants to speak to us is through His written word. This is the good news. Why not concentrate on the good news instead of the bad news? Amen. God wants to speak to us in every area of our lives through His Word. But in order for God to speak to us through His written Word, we have got to have the Word where?
Before.
Where?
Before.
In our hearts. Look at what the psalmist writes in Psalm 119, verse 11. I know we talked about this last week. Psalm 119, verse 11. I have hidden Your Word in my heart that I might not sin against You. God has given us a gift. It's called two eyes. We need to use those two eyes to get into His Word. And as you read it, it goes through the eye gate. It drops down into your spirit. You start storing it in your heart so that when you face an issue in life, a concern in life, the Word that is stored in your heart springs forth and it speaks to you. And it speaks to you clearly. Right? Making sense? All right. Store it up on the inside. Not just to read it, but last week we said what? We need to read it and when you open the scriptures in the morning, you read it, but you've got to, what is it? You've got to meditate on the Word of God. What is meditation?
Study,
that's good. It's reading that scripture over and over, chewing on the scripture like a cow chews on its cud. Thinking about what you read, taking notes on what you read, and storing it up in your heart. It will speak to the dilemma you're facing in your life. For instance, say somebody gets you upset. They insulted you. They backstabbed you. They offended you. The first natural human response is to do what? It's to get him back. Vengeance. Man, I can't believe they did that to me. I can't believe they said that about me. I'm going to retaliate. But then the word of God stored up in your heart springs forth and speaks to you. And God says, remember Ephesians chapter 4. I believe it's verse 32. Forgive your offender just as in Christ God forgave you. In the scripture, the New Testament, it's all about what? It's all about forgiveness. Releasing the person of the debt you feel they owe you. Let's turn to Psalm 119 again. Verse 105. This is what he says. He says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. He likens the word of God to a light and a lamp. Now say this room is pitch dark at night. 12 o'clock midnight, right? No lights on, everything's dark, the sun is down, but I come in with this little lamp here, a flashlight, and I put it on. What does it do? It does what? It gives you light. It lights up the path so you're not bumping into chairs and into podiums and into pillars, right? It lights your path. It makes it clear. That's what the Word of God is like. You may be facing a dark situation in your life today. A confusing situation. It may be dark in your life. You don't know where to go. God's Word, the lamp, the light, wants to speak to your situation and make your path clear. But in order to do that, you've got to be in the Word of God, studying it on a consistent and daily basis. God speaks clearly through His written Word. Don't go to the newspapers or the magazines and meditate on those things. Meditate on this, the Word of God, the good news. Amen? Another way that God speaks is how? Speaks so that we can hear Him clearly. What is it?
Directly to you.
Directly to you? All right. Directly to you when you pray. Anybody else? That's good.
There.
Say what?
Through the air.
Through the air, okay. Anybody else? That's it right there. The still, small voice of the Spirit. Now, according to 1 Corinthians 6:19, what is your body?
Temple of
the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, the Spirit of God dwelt where? In a physical building, in the Holy of Holies. The temple of God in the New Covenant is who? In the New Covenant, the temple is you and me. When you accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, the Spirit of God came to dwell on the inside of you and me. And that Spirit on the inside of us wants to speak to us. Let's turn to 1 Kings 19, verses 11 through 14. 1 Kings 19, verses 11 through 14. Elijah had these false prophets of Baal slaughtered, and he became afraid of Jezebel. So he went into a cave in verse 9. Let's go to verse 11. First Kings 19:11. Then the Lord said, go and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? Now, there's people out there that turn to other voices. How many here like direction for their lives? And everybody's wanting to know a little about their future. And some people that are wanting to know about their future, and even some Christians, turn to the voice of the horoscope, or to palm readers, or to fortune tellers. Guess what, friend? Horoscopes, palm readers, fortune tellers, that is wax. And if you dabble in that wax, it will clog your spiritual ears from clearly hearing the voice of God. There's only one Spirit you need to be turning to. The Holy Spirit of God that lives on the inside of you. And he has a gentle, peaceful whisper. It's the only one that wants to talk to you. You know, if God is giving you a yes on a question, say you've got a situation, an issue, a question. You present it before God. God, do I leave this city and move to this city? And if God is saying yes, most times you'll have a what on the inside? It'll be a peace on the inside. God is saying yes. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. All right? If the peace is not there and there's turmoil on the inside when you're thinking about something, maybe God is saying no. Follow the peace of the Holy Spirit, the gentle whisper of the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of you and me. I'll give you another story here. Just last week, we work on people's homes here in Tulsa. It's the way we make our income. Working on this house in Midtown. And we tore the gutters off last Tuesday. And behind the gutters, there was this rotted fascia boards at the very top. So kind of ran into a complication with the homeowners. They wanted to replace the fascia boards, but they were not willing to pay the price that one of the guys was charging. All right, and so I was kind of in a state of confusion and turmoil that day, trying to think up of ways to help these people out, to get the fascia boards behind the gutters replaced at a price that was acceptable to them. Just thinking about it, and you know, Brett was there, and I was talking to the homeowner, how can I help you, do you have any suggestions? And I was in my office that day, later on in the day, I was just doing some work there at the office, and all at once in my spirit came up this person's name, Charles. God, a friend of mine, person I've we've done missions work together in the past, and he installs windows and doors, and he's also a good carpenter. So his voice just came up in my spirit. And he went out that night, and he looked at the job. He gave me a price. I presented the price plus some other work to the homeowners. They said, go ahead and do it. And guess what? Right now, he's working on that house, replacing the fascia boards. But it was amazing. It was like, God, what do I do? I don't know what to do. The job is stalled. We can't put on the gutters. We can't go forward. The wood needs to be replaced. And in my spirit, in the midst of that situation, his name was dropped into my heart. And I followed the voice of the Spirit. If God can do it with me, friend, he can do it with you. Follow the voice of peace on the inside. Making sense? Some of the other ways in which God speaks clearly, dreams and visions. Dreams and visions. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 2. Jesus, Joseph. Who was after the life of Jesus as a baby? When Jesus was a baby. King Herod, right? So an angel in Matthew 2:13 appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child, his mother, and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. Verse 14, Joseph did what? He obeyed. He took his wife, he took Mary, he took the baby, and he went to Egypt. And then again, later on, verse 19, after Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead. And he did what? He obeyed and went back to Israel. God spoke to Joseph how? Through an angel in a dream. Now, I'm not here to say that all dreams are of God, but some of them are. Some of them are warnings from God. Some of them are, if you have the same dream more than once, it could be that God is telling you to do such and such, or go such and such a path. You know, if a dream is scary and gloomy and puts fright into you, maybe it's a nightmare, it's of the enemy. But some dreams are from God, trying to lead God and direct you clearly through that dream. That's one of the ways God speaks clearly to us at times. And another way that God speaks is through other people in your life. How many here have a person you really respect? Maybe a minister friend, a family member, somebody you respect. You know, God at times can speak through other people clearly into your life. God can use people to speak to us. And now, we can hear the voice of God clearly. But that's only half the puzzle. What's the other half of the puzzle? You can hear the voice of God for your life clearly. Right, that's half the puzzle, but what is the other half? Not only hearing, but
but doing, obeying. If you want to turn to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. Just to close it off, isn't it? This is what it says. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. I would say this, if you're willing and obedient to hear the voice of God clearly speaking to you, you will eat the best from the land. What is your land? It could be finances, emotions, health in your body. What is your land? If you obey what God is telling you to do, speaking to you to do, you will eat the best from the land. In other words, you will prosper in that area of your life, whatever that land is for you. But verse 20, but if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. In other words, if you resist and rebel against the voice of God speaking to you clearly, you will be devoured by the sword. In other words, you will not be blessed. So not only do we need to hear the voice of God speaking to us clearly, we need to also obey what God is telling us to do. Hearing God's voice, you know, go before God tonight in your prayer closet, your own personal room, wherever it might be. Talk to God like you would talk to another human being. And I assure you that God will respond back to you through the Word, through the still small voice of the Spirit, through a dream, a vision, maybe through somebody else. Not only hear what God is telling you to do, but then act upon it. Obey. Amen?